Hello, and welcome to Magical Tea Time with Rebecca Wiley. Today, we are going to talk about money blocks. There are many, many, many different blocks that people run in their subconscious minds, their energy fields, their free-floating memories, blocks that prevent us from achieving true prosperity and abundance. I will be going over those today. I will be using examples from my clients. However, I've accumulated most of this data by working with people through different business coaching strategies that I've done and shifting their energies in reference to what we're going to talk about. So these are true blocks that happen to true people on an everyday basis. And when I talk about money, I'm going to talk about money in its purest form. So let's think of it this way. If there's a consciousness, you know, on any planet, so if there's beings on any planet, the first and foremost thing that a consciousness or a being wants to feel is safety. You know, people must feel safe, insecure, protected, and that they're okay. You know, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, safety is the first thing on that list. So every concept, every energetic concept will manifest in a form. For us, it's manifested into money. Think about our 3D reality. Money is what makes this world go around. If you want to live in a house and have a roof over your head, you have to have money. If you want to get from place A to B, you have to have money. And now with capitalism, if you want to eat, you have to have money. I think it's fair to say that if you don't have money, and you live in this capitalistic world, there is going to be a real struggle. So money, for all intents and purposes, is just a consciousness or an energy of safety and protection and security. So when I talk about money, I'm going to talk about it, like I said, in its purest form. I talk about the zero point a lot, and that is the point where the divine masculine meets the divine feminine. We're safe, we feel secure, we're protected, we're in joy, we're happy, we're in the zero point. So when you're in the zero point, the health, prosperity, abundance, and wealth that you receive is of the light. So when I work with people, I want to get them to a point where they're not only wealthy, but they're in love, and they have perfect health, and they're in joy. And they really, really know who they are. This is true prosperity and abundance. There are some circumstances, if you think about someone that's too much in their masculine even, maybe they feel like by making a whole bunch of money, that will protect them. And if they're protected, then no one can hurt them. So they could be making a lot of money and be alone and be miserable and depressed. And I'm sure that everyone has an example of someone they know that's in that type of situation. However, that person needs to get a little bit more in their feminine and learn to release abandonment and rejection and whatever they're dealing with. What I'm talking about is true prosperity and abundance. You know, I did many home-based businesses throughout my life, and they have always said only 5% of people who try to do a home-based business will succeed. So no matter how successful a business model is, you're only as successful as your weakest belief or program. So no matter what, no matter if you are inserted into a formula for making multi-millions of dollars, you must be clear with these programs in order to actually make that money. So when I coach people, this is what I tell them. Yeah, I will be talking about relationships and whether or not you can receive and whether or not you can have true love, whether or not you can be intimate, because that's extremely important to make money in a healthy way. Everything is circular. Everything goes hand in hand. Money, in the purest form that I am talking about, is a very high frequency. if you embrace that frequency, a side effect of that is being completely healthy. No addictions, no smoking. You know, that's a side effect of bringing in that highest frequency, of attracting unconditional love into your life. So there's so much more to true success than just talking about a success modality and what to do linguistically. You have to go into these belief systems. So let's talk about some of the belief systems that I've encountered with making money. Money is the root of all evil. Money causes stress. Money is too large for me to handle. Let me give you an example of that. One of my clients was this beautiful woman, and she is extremely gifted. She had an amazing catering business for a brief amount of time, and she actually has paintings that people will look at and say, you know, I want to buy that for $2,000. But she's never actually fulfilled this destiny for herself. She's never actually went full forth with the catering business or sold the paintings. You know, she stays in a marriage that is undesirable. And what she said to me when we dug into it, you know, and she was in her 50s and she just realized this program. She said, well, when I was little, the men went out and worked and the women stayed at home and did the quote unquote simple things like cooking and taking care of the kids. The men had to deal with the real stress, working long hours, being tired. And she said, I decided at an early age, I never wanted to be in that role. I would much rather be a homemaker and not make money than to be in the role he was at. Well, we quickly had to talk about that. He was in his own paradigm of thinking. In his paradigm of thinking, money, in order to succeed, you have to suffer. In order to show that you're successful, you need to work long hours. So he had his own set of beliefs that we needed to work. He would have needed to work on. However, we were working with her. And so I explained to her, you know, with this method, what we are doing is, wow, let's play. Let's cook and create these beautiful meals and do this beautiful art, and money will just come flowing in while you're happy. This is your paradigm. So once we really deconstructed this for her and rebuilt it into a program that was amazing for her, you know, she was in lack until we were able to do this. It was quite phenomenal. I need to stay in my place in life. Money has too much power for me to handle. I will expose myself too much if I make money. I am not worthy and deserving of money. If I make more money than my husband/wife, he or she will leave me. Because sometimes in marriages or in relationships, money is what holds people together. You hear that a lot. You know, I did counseling for 20 years and I always heard, well, I can't leave him because of the money. We split the bills. So that was their comfort zone, knowing that, hey, we have to stay together because we're financially dependent on one another. Or I need to take care of her. She needs to take care of me. If I let my guard down, I will be hurt. And what that means is if someone actually gets into that state of making a lot of money, of allowing themselves to feel protected, they're just going to be disappointed. So that stress of not making money, of needing to protect themselves, of needing to control themselves is their ultimate protection. By trusting and allowing themselves to receive and being in a vulnerable place, they're scared of abandonment or scared of being hurt. If I make money, others will want it or attack me. If I make money, I will lose it. I will lose myself if I make money. I must suffer to be a good person. I must suffer to be close to God. My God is a punishing God. Rich people are selfish. I need to help others for free. If I make money, I will have to face myself, my relationships, and my own health problems. If I make money, I will lose my purpose in life. Life is supposed to be hard. If I make money, I'll be rejected or abandoned. I'm a giver and not a receiver. These are just a few of the money blocks. There are hundreds more money blocks. I mean, they're endless money blocks that people have. However, they're very easy to find with a little bit of digging and a little bit of intuitive insight. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a theoretical conversation between the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and a person's energy field. Because what happens is the conscious mind, you're thinking between 5 pieces and 9 pieces of information at one time and with a conscious mind. The subconscious mind is holding 4 billion pieces of information. That's where your real programming is. Ever since birth or even before birth, you've been reprogrammed in the subconscious mind. And then your energy field is your true mind. It's that mind outside of yourself. And all of this soaks into what I call a soul level, and it becomes embedded into who we are. It is our soul, which is in the field of the heart, that is the projector into the universe. The film in the projector is our beliefs, our programs, our fears, the vows that we talk about. So when you have these programs or blocks and beliefs in that projector, in your film, 100% that is going to be your reality. That is going to be what is projected into the universe. You know, if you put a DVD in a VCR or a tape in a VCR, if you put a DVD in a DVD player or a tape in a VCR, what you're going to get is what you put in there. So you need to change the film. You need to change the movie. You need to change the script in order to change your reality. That's 100%. Factual information. So I'm going to go into a hypothetical script of what goes on in a normal person's mind or an average person's mind on a daily basis. Now, these examples that I'm using, this is completely made up. It's hypothetical. I just want to let you know that this isn't based off of any particular client, and I do not believe that, you know, men are bad versus women are good. It's just an example. Okay, it is 6 o'clock a.m. and I can barely open my eyes to go to work. But I have to feel the suffering to know that I am alive. When my husband sees that I am tired, feeding the kids, in a hurry, and barely having time for myself, he will think that I am worthy and deserving of love and to be his wife and to be the mother of his children. I thought about taking a day off to get a massage and read my favorite book, but that would be silly because I am a giver and not a receiver. So instead, I work a couple of hours of overtime and pick up my husband's dry cleaning before getting home in time to cook a late dinner. This makes me a good wife and good mother because everyone can see that I am ready to pass out from exhaustion. And my children, being the psychic beings that they are, know my programs. And so just when I'm about ready to relax, something comes up, they start to get into a fight, or some sort of catastrophe happens. It all fits together like the perfect puzzle. This type of sacrifice is what really makes a family work. The other day I was talking to my friend Rose, and she just received a $1 million inheritance from her grandfather. It was wild. My first thought was, that if I had all that money, I would leave my husband because he really gets on my nerves. We haven't been intimate in like 2 months, and I truly don't think he loves me. He doesn't even really know who I am. Then I thought, oh wow, who am I? And what would I do with myself? Oh, I would probably sink into an existential depression and realize I really lost myself and probably never really know who I was. The truth is, without stress, I would be lost and lonely. Who has time to think about true love and happiness when you're as busy as I am with the reality of life? I think I'm safe where I'm at. Let well enough alone. No wonder these rich actors and actresses end up killing themselves. With all of that money, they are left to face themselves, and with time to think, they are attacked by their own brains. Jeez. Come to think of it, I better pick up another job to make ends meet because I do not want time to be in that place and think. I don't want to think about my relationship with my husband. God knows that if we ever got divorced, no one else would ever want me and I would be alone forever. Okay, so this is an example of an average script that someone runs on a daily basis. Now, this isn't the script in their conscious mind. This is what's going on in the subconscious with the conscious mind, with the energetic field, what is projected onto the universe. So this person is running these programs that they're unaware of, that we just verbally said out loud. But, you know, she, this woman in this example, probably says on a daily basis, I wish I could quit my job. I wish I would win the lottery. But in reality, she's truly thinking what I just read. Well, I don't want money because then I'll have to know who I am and think about true love. Then I'll probably get depressed. Then I might even kill myself, you know. So all of this stuff has to be cleared for her to allow herself that protection, that safety, and that divine frequency of wealth and abundance. Questions to ask yourself: what would I do if money was not or would never be an issue? What would my purpose in life be? Am I scared of true love? What would I do if I was ageless and never had to worry about dying? Do I know that I am 100% safe, protected? And that would be, am I letting that divine masculine in? And what would that feel like? Can I get into that vulnerable state to let go and allow myself to be protected? Do I remember how to live in the moment without worrying? Do I have a stress addiction? Oftentimes, people live with a stress addiction. Neurologically, worry and stress and having to be someplace becomes very addictive to, on a cellular level, within the body. So whenever someone starts to relax and gets in the moment, they become antsy and kind of shaky. And it's like, oh, what do? This is too much. I'm getting bored. And so they're running all around. You know, and that's actually something that manifests in the adrenal glands. So you have to think, do I have a stress addiction? What is the purpose of life without suffering? Would I get bored without constant things to do? What would I do if I was relaxed and living in the moment? I know that I can expose my true creativity and talents without feeling rejected or abandoned. I can accept gifts and am worthy and deserving enough to receive. And I can be in that state of vulnerability and strength at the same time in order to receive. So once again, guys, it's very, very, very important that you think about your programs, any vows that you've made towards yourself, any belief systems that need changed, and shift these, really shift them and digest them in order to truly manifest wealth and abundance through that zero point, and that's the way that you want it. Make the right shifts so that you are screaming to the universe from the field of your heart.
Show me the money! Show me the money!
I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I will connect with you on the next podcast. If you would like to visit my website, it is www.consciousinfinity.net. That's www.consciousinfinity.net. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.